All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Above My Pay Grade podcast. How are you today, Jimmy?
I made it. I survived St. Patty's Day.
You smell like sweaty corned beef. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. And booze.
You're sweating Guinness. Oh, no, that's just oil. Oh, okay.
So, guys, every Wednesday we're splitting odd jobs off from our regular episode, and we're going to do odd jobs every Wednesday. So, definitely tune in, and if you have any odd jobs you want us to focus on, feel free to send them our way.
Send them in. That's got it. A couple though here. We're gonna do one today.
Yeah,
that is hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, it's being Jimmy's personal assistant. No, I'm just kidding. No, our odd job today. Now we get that this is not as big a job anymore as it was like back in the day.
But it was.
Yeah, but it was an odd job. And there are some companies that still have this. And it's the corporate bathroom attendant. Could you imagine that was your fucking job? Especially in the 60s, right? Well, you know, when they had more, you know, hospitaliano back then, right?
Yeah, and it really all, like, if you look at some of the movies hit on it, like, it's usually an older person dressed up. They have like run of the mill of what's in the bathroom for the guys, and I'm sure the ladies had stuff in there, but they weren't in there unless they were pervs.
Yeah,
and they were in there, but you know, like they used to have mouthwash, combs, you know, cologne. Stuff like that, cologne,
a little aftershave, huh?
Yep, 100%.
Smack the face up a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
but there's a dark side to that, my friend.
First of all, your entire day, you're sitting in people's charticles.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like
that's fucking gross. Ugh.
You're sitting there. I wonder if he does like the Seth Rogen from, you know, Step Brother, onions and ketchup.
Yeah.
I can taste it now.
Yeah. Now this is weird. Yeah. Now this job seems weird.
Your suits are a little weird, guys.
Man, I'm sure nobody goes into this job going, you know what I want to do? I want to sit in a bathroom all day, listen to people blow that shit up, smell everything that people ate all week.
This is your thing. This is your, what is that? Your public service announcement.
Yeah.
For kids. Stay in school.
Yeah. Stay in school. Yeah.
And be nice to the guidance counselor. Yeah. She will screw you over.
Yeah, if they hate you, they lead you down this path. Yeah.
You'd be really good at that. I think, you're customer service oriented. I think that's the way you want to go.
This job might be worse than dog food taster. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Smelling other people's shit all day?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, that's worse than dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little rough, though.
Dude, this guy or gal. Yeah. Has seen every coworker at the worst. And I'm, you know, not for nothing. The girls are fucking grosser in the bathroom than the guys. They're just as bad.
I mean, what if you had one that really like talks shit about people? Like, you know, they're corporate, but they know everyone.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremy, you know, like if I was one, Jeremy, I would watch it. Dave got the shits today. It's not
Dave's
going well.
Dave's been in here six times today.
Yeah. 4 times, ran out of toilet paper. It was so bad, and he was in such a rush, he grabbed the whole roll and just wiped with it. He didn't even, like, take the toilet paper off. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, they probably learn people's routines, too. It's like, it's almost 11:30. Jeremy should be coming in to destroy the third stall any minute now.
Any minute. He actually preps it for him. I built the nest for you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go. It's all set. You're good to go. You're golden.
I put the latest Playboy in there for you, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and look, again, back in the 60s, there was some other shit going on in the bathroom, like, oh, I saw Stacy in here doing cocaine today.
You know? Oh, I'm sure of it, man. 60s was a different time.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, we weren't even born yet. We weren't even a thought yet, but different times, man. Mm-hmm. That's why this job isn't, like you said, it's not as prevalent as it is, you know, anymore, but they are still around.
Yeah, I mean,
you see them in clubs every now and then. Yeah, they are
not so much in corporate America anymore. So I guess the odd job doesn't necessarily have to be corporate bathroom attendant. The only reason that makes it weirder is that you know all the people personally, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just ate lunch with somebody, and now you're listening to them shit their lunch out, and that's your job.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And hopefully, that's rough. And, like, were they tipping them? That's my thought.
Probably
like,
not, right?
That's kind of weird, though, you know? Because, like, if you ever go in and, if I used mouthwash, let's say, if I had to use a comb, you know, usually you throw a couple bucks because you're using the shit off.
If you have singles on you.
You know, yeah, exactly.
That's got to be weird now, too. Like, they have to have, you know, like a QR code to scan.
They have to. There's no, because, you know, it's like, it's becoming cashless.
You come out after taking a nice meat sweat dump. You're fucking covered in sweat. You're just like, you're washing your hands in shame. And yeah. He's standing right there. He hands you the paper towel. You're like, sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get your QR code. Here's a 20. Don't tell anyone what you just witnessed.
That's when the AI bot nowadays comes in and starts cursing you out.
Motherfucker.
I'll kill you.
Starts squeegeeing the whole fucking place down.
You know it's bad when the attendant's crying. What's wrong, Bill? Dude. That was rough.
Imagine the stories they come home and tell their family.
Oh,
hey, welcome home, honey. You hungry for dinner? No. No, I'm not. I won't be eating again until tomorrow. Yeah. Not after the... We had a pizza party, and I think half our office is lactose intolerant. It was so bad. Why did they bring ice cream in, too?
The onions made a great escape.
The whole place smelled like milk shits.
1 o'clock was a very busy hour. Exactly. You know, think about it. How do you go home and like, honey, yeah. And, oh, hey, how was your day? It was shitty.
Yeah, it was
shitty, babe.
My day was literally shit. We ran out of TP around 3 o'clock. There was a guy trapped in stall 2 for 45 minutes while I ran from bathroom to bathroom on different floors looking for more toilet paper. That was my day.
And we didn't
smell like shit and I'm tired.
We didn't have any. So I had to take the corporate t-shirts and tear them up. People to wipe their ass.
We ran out of TP and I had to take my own socks off and hand it to him because he's the CEO. What am I supposed to do, right?
And we no longer have rugs around the toilet anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah, guys. Listen, if you're in school, stay there.
And be nice study to your guidance counselor.
Be nice to your guidance counselor because they can lead you down some paths. That's what Odd Jobs is all about, man.
100%. 100%. You need to speak the truth, my man.
Well, that was fun. That was a whole episode. What do you think? We worked hard. Let's take a break.
Yes. Ooh, I'm tired. Take care, everyone.
That was an odd job. That was Odd Jobs on the Above My Pay Grade podcast, and now it's over.